Weyburn, heart disease is the second leading cause of death for both men and women in Canada, according to a recent report from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. It is important to take steps to improve heart health every day, throughout the year. February is Heart Month. It is an additional time to raise awareness about cardiovascular health and the risks of developing heart disease. Fast action saves lives when it comes to dealing with a cardiac arrest. The best response is a quick response, and that is where CPR training, and the use of automated external defibrillators, AEDs, can increase the chance of survival by 75%. Immediate CPR keeps the blood pumping to keep the brain and other vital organs alive. AEDs will actually shock the heart to help it reset. In Weyburn, we are fortunate to have AEDs in several public places, such as Crescent Point Place, City Hall, the Credit Union Spark Center, and both the police and fire stations. There are trained staff at each of these city facilities who can assist in an emergency. AEDs also have step-by-step instructions right on the machine, in case there are no trained staff available. CPR training is one of those life skills that I think every person would benefit from learning. There are Red Cross courses available in our community that residents can register for by going online to www.redcross.ca. There is also a St. John Ambulance Standard First Aid and CPR 2-day course available at Southeast College, making it really easy to sign up and develop vital life-saving knowledge and skills. There has been an increase in occurrences of cardiac arrests in Canada in the past few years. The good news is that due to measurable improvements to CPR, bystanders can take action when someone collapses. It is also important to focus on aftercare, after a patient returns home from the hospital, as cardiac arrest is a sign of a lifelong chronic illness that will need constant care. Our heart is one of the most important organs, and it is important to take good care of our heart health. Early detection is also a good way to make sure that you are aware of your own risks, especially if there is a history of heart disease in your immediate family. Prevention steps include adding simple exercises, and including more heart-healthy options into your diet. Hey, good news, dark chocolate is good for the heart, as it has a lower risk of insulin resistance and high blood pressure. There are great benefits for people who exercise 45 minutes or more, 3 days a week. The type of activity doesn't matter, as even active household chores can count as exercise. The extra bonus is people who exercise regularly will see improvements in their moods, and it helps reduce the chances of depression and anxiety. While exercise is beneficial at all levels of intensity, it is true that higher intensity exercise is more effective. It is important to start slow, consult a physician or physiotherapist to develop an exercise regime that best suits your physique and strengths, and continue to make it part of our weekly routine for the best benefits. As for changing up eating habits, make sure to avoid short-term fad diets and actually find a plan that benefits your health for the long term. One can consult with a nutritionist right here in our community, and adapt their eating habits to their individual food preferences, medical needs, cooking skills, budget, and religious or cultural influences. The best foods for heart health include vegetables, grains, and beans. Make sure to reference the Canada Food Guide for an example plate model. There are also options of DASH, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, Mediterranean, and keto diets that one can embrace as part of their lifestyle. In the end, do what works for your heart, and live your best life with a joy and passion.